Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sexy time.
It's a sexy time. Sexy time.
It's a sexy time.
No sexy time for you.
Jordana and Paul, no. Thank you for joining us.
What? Oh boy. Too much?
We get ourselves in trouble with this segment.
No, my point is the holidays are coming up.
Honey.
And when you're going over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house.
I get it.
The last thing you want Grandma to worry about is what's happening in the upstairs bedroom.
And what you really need is a release from all the pressure. Like, that's the time you could use a little something.
Just have a beer. Have some eggnog.
Well, yeah, there's that. Just a side note before we bring in Lori Watson, because I think she's going to be really proud of me when I tell this story. One of my children was conceived in my childhood bed in the house I grew up in with my parents in
Are
the
you
next
sure?
room. I'm not going to tell you which one because I'll be
You did the math?
Honey, I did the math. I did a lot of other stuff. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. I did. Lori, are you proud of me? Because I was like, I don't care that I'm in my flowery bedroom with my green shag carpet.
All those participation trophies.
It's all, nothing exciting was happening there when I was growing up. I'm like, let's make it happen now.
Make it up for lost time.
That's right.
Girl, I'm so proud of you.
Amen, sister.
Why not?
So, and even prouder that you're saying it on the air.
Yeah, right? I know, right? My kids are going to kill
she
me.
She keeps forgetting we're actually on the air. 50,000 watt. All right. Lori, this is an ongoing challenge, right, for married couples. And you're doing
really
everything right.
Not for me.
You're married.
Not for me.
No?
It's not challenging. I'm sorry, Lori. It is.
I remember this was the source of some consternation. What advice do you have, Lori?
Well, you know, it is a time that we are so excited to get away and go on a little vacation to maybe our hometown and all that nostalgia of seeing places that are familiar to us. And so we are often excited, and our partner is, you know, excited to take a vacation from work. But then the vacation happens, and if sex doesn't happen, everybody's a little disappointed. So, I mean, I think this story is repeated in my office, you know, 30 times before we reach the holidays.
Now,
you know, we go away to your mother's, and you won't want
right.
to have sex because you act like a little girl, except for Jordana.
Honey,
yeah, she doesn't regress.
I have some other deep-seated issues that have made that happen.
Yeah.
But
okay, we don't have enough time.
So what's
to
the
address
plan?
All those
I mean,
issues.
Is it something that you plan out? Do you have to plan when your parents are out of the house? I mean, because it can happen, and it can be pretty hot.
Or do you just abstain and say, why risk it? Let's respect our parents'
home. I'll tell you
home.
Why. Because nobody ever went to their deathbed saying, I had too much sex.
Well, that's true. can't argue with that.
I really think you have to talk about it, that, you know, this is a pattern of ours, and so how can we make this different this year? You know, I think that when we are going home, there is this tendency for some of us to just kind of retreat into our childhood roles. Oftentimes families, you know, have struggled over sexuality, especially as they had teenagers and there were rules and, you know, broken rules and, you know, we remember all those taboos about sex when we go home, and it's just kind of ingrained in our being. So we have to get over that and kind of stay in our adult self.
So one of the things that you mentioned here is this notion of sneaking away to a hotel for the afternoon.
Oh, I like that.
Or maybe say that you're running errands and then,
right.
I don't know.
You're going shopping for gifts. You know, and I think it's such a great plan, especially if you're going to be away for more than 4 days.
4 days.
At your in-laws or at your parents. I mean, you kind of have to make a plan for it. And this always seems to work. And people say, oh, you know, we can't possibly have sex in my upstairs closet bedroom. And I'm like, okay, so go rent a hotel room. You know,
that's
go
fine.
Sneak away.
No, that's totally
fine. Grandma's not going to be the wiser, I promise.
I mean, think about all those times that you didn't have sex under the bleachers at your high school. Now you're a grown-up and you're married. Go make it happen.
I mean, instead of shopping on Black Friday, you could just, you know.
Send mom out of the house.
Well.
There's that. Or
okay, but
have mom watch the children.
There
but,
you go.
Okay, I got to hit the sales. And maybe you do hit one store and then you spend, you know, a couple hours just together. You know, bring get a bottle of wine and.
In the bathroom at Chuck E. Cheese.
And stay in a hotel room and. I promise no one will be the wiser.
Don't judge me.
But Lori,
you'll be so much happier.
Is there something to be said for waiting and saying, okay, this is going to happen. It's going to be the holidays.
Abstinence. What a concept.
I'm sorry. I don't think
abstinence.
Like that. Yeah. Like waiting and saying, all right, look, we're gonna deal with this. We're going to be at my folks for 5 days. Let's know that it's not going to happen. So there's you know, kind of an anticipation for when you do go home.
Yeah, I think that that's going to make your partner angry.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Just a sense of every time, you know, we spend Thanksgiving at your mom's. So every year, are you telling me every year on my 5 days off from work, you know, I get to be alone with you, but there's going to be no sex. I think that's really a hard thing to swallow.
Okay, that's fair. Would you be mad,
yeah,
Paul?
What did you say?
I asked Paul if he would be mad.
You know, I'd be irritated, but I, on some level, I'd understand. I want to stay on the good graces of Lori's parents.
Hey, Lori, does that ever change? Does it ever change, like, weirdness about sex at your parents' house? Like, do you ever get over the fact that thinking about them having sex, your own parents, is disgusting that you can't even fathom it?
No.
You know, I think that as we mature, especially, you know, when we have our own children, it becomes more possible to think about our parents as sexual beings. It is it is a hard concept.
Yeah.
Even my
hard.
Own children, you know, they know I'm a sex therapist. You know, they know that, you know, their dad and I, we did it at least 3 times.
Right.
We have children,
yes.
You know, but every once in a while I'll say something and they'll go, "Ooh, Mom, that's so awful." And I'm like, what are you thinking? Of course, we're sexual beings. I think it's just a hard concept.
It is hard. It's even when we're grown ups.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I hope that we can grow up, you know, and thinking about our parents and even eventually when we go to visit our children, right? Because I have grown children now and, you know, I know I'm very respectful and I make sure that I don't overstay my welcome.
Uh-huh.
There is no such thing as a 5-day stay at my kid's house.
Amen.
You know, 2 nights at the max.
It'd be easy if mom and dad or Grammy and Grandpa just had a drive-through window. You could just pull up and
say hi.
Load up on turkey, wave, just keep on cruising.
You're terrible.
That's terrible. I know.
All right, Lori. Well, I really like your idea of sneaking off to a hotel in the middle of the vacation.
She's that writing is down notes.
Sexy and please, I don't know. I'm not the one who
or
needs
being
them. For
very,
this.
Very quiet.
Right, right. That's
you know,
fun
that can
too.
Kind of be a restraint that is fun.
That's like being a teenager. That's fun too. You know
exactly.
I like that, Lori. Great advice. You're fabulous. Thank you for coming on and joining us. And you can always listen to Lori's podcast at 4Play Radio. Check out Lori's podcast at 4Play Radio. Thanks, Lori.
Thanks, Lori.
Hey, bye.
My kids hate that story, by the way.
What?
Oh, one of you. Grandma's house.
If I want to shut down, if I want the boys to leave for whatever reason, if I'm just tired,
do a little sex
talk. I'll bring up.
Yeah. I got to go have sex with your mom, so you guys got to go now.
When and where they were conceived.
Oh,
and they do not want to hear that.
That'll shut it down. Right
they do not want to hear that.
They do not.
Although, you know, my grandmother said growing up, she goes, you know, you weren't born.
Oh.
Yeah.
The stork brought you?
No, she said a crow pooped you on a stump and the sun hatched you. And for the first 20 years of life, that's how I thought I came to be.
And Jordana.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.